This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by D&M Cabinet Shop for beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry. See D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. By Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe. Come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And by Murphy's Bakery, Catering Connection, and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. On Thursday, Tuscola County Commissioners learned that the magistrate is retiring. Commissioners approved Circuit Judge Amy Grace Gearhart's request to appoint attorney Alexandra Huntley as the new 71B District Court Magistrate, who will be replacing Joseph A. Van Auken of Cass City, who became the magistrate back in 2001. As a magistrate, Huntley will handle arraignments, set bonds, preside over preliminary examinations for various criminal cases, and much more. And commissioners also approved other court-related matters, including the $4,441 purchase of a widescreen television and a rolling cart to be used in court to prevent evidence during jury trials. Van Auken graduated from the Thomas Cooley Law School in 1990 and was a private practicing attorney until he took over the magistrate position. Van Auken, as well as his wife Kate, who is the White Pine Library Cooperative Director, have two children together. And another news for today. In preparation to adopt the proposed 2026 through 2027 budget, the Otter Lake Village Council approved several funding transfers during this month's meeting. The transfers, which are routine, were necessary to balance the accounts so that the 2025 budget could be closed out before the next fiscal year starts. Once that's done, the council has the council also adopted the 2026 through 2027 budget and set the proposed millage levies at the highest allowed rate under that, which will support the budget. The millage rates are estimates because the funding will not be officially known until June, when the assessor is done with his work. Clerk Terry Gill explained, quote, "We anticipate a small decrease this year from last year's rates. The operational millage was 9.96580, which was a decrease of 0.0015 from the year prior. And the street millage was 1.49860 mils, which was a decrease of 0.0014 from the year before." During the meeting, Clerk Gill also noted that the village received a revised estimate of the 2026 state revenue sharing budget for streets, which is lower than the earlier estimate that was received in October of 2025. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hey, it's Paul from Murphy's Bakery in Bad Axe. You know, one of the things I love most about the Thumb is how well we all know each other. When we walk into Murphy's Bakery, you're not just a customer, you're a neighbor, a friend, a part of the family. We've been serving the Thumb for a few generations now, and we take pride in offering the kind of service you only get in a small town. We'll help you pick out the perfect loaf, slice your bread just how you'd like it, and make sure you leave with something that puts a smile on your face. And of course, everything is baked fresh daily, the way they should be. From our breads and pastries to our cookies and cakes. And when you need catering for an event, Murphy's Catering Connection can build a delicious spread that you choose from appetizers to sides and dessert. Murphy's Catering Connection is a full-service bakery, so stop in and say hello. We're at the Main Light in Bad Axe, and we'd love to see you. 110 West Huron.
Returning now to your news for the hour, the Fairhaven Township Board of Trustees will be conducting their annual meeting at 5:45 p.m. on March the 19th, with the public hearing on the proposed 2026 through 2027 budget to be at 6 p.m. During a review of finances to prepare for the budget hearing, approval was given to increase clerk Shauna Beachy's pay from $12,350 to $16,200 annually, and Assessor Valerie McCallum's wage was increased from $23,049 to $23,510. The other board members did not request a pay increase, but approval was given to increase Police Chief Ward Carter's wages from $28.98 to an even $29 per hour. And on Memorial Day, the 4th of July, and Labor Day, his pay will also increase from $43.47 to $43.50 an hour. Also, an increase of $75 for each fire department officer was approved, which is about an extra $3,350 each to be paid semi-annually. And another news for today. A lot of time, effort, and money has gone into renovations and preservation of the old Hadley Township Hall. The hall was built in 1884 at 3551 Hadley Road and has had several repairs and some renovations done over the years. But this last effort to restore a part of the township's history was rather extensive, costing about $100,000. To show off all of the renovations that have been done, there will be an open house from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 28th, with a ribbon-cutting ceremony at noon. The township built a new hall as well back in 2003 at 4293 Pratt Road. And until the new office was done, the Board of Trustees had to keep their township records in their own homes and even worked from home as well. You're listening to WLEW and WHST. And we'll return with a look at your obituaries right after this.
Are you tired of shopping for cars online, and when you get there, you find out there's dock fees and finance fees too? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. We never charge dock fees or finance fees. The price you see is the real deal, and we're always open to reasonable negotiation. This week, we have a couple gas savers ready to take home so you can save in the lot and at the pump. The first is a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth remote start, a backup camera, and WeatherTech floor mats. It only has 78,000 miles, and you can drive it home for just $12,580. The other is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 32 miles per gallon. It has Bluetooth, backup camera, cloth seats, and it has 123,000 miles. We're asking $99.80. If you need more space, we have a 2021 Chevy Blazer LT Redline. It's all-wheel drive and loaded with options. A 360-degree backup camera, dual power seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, power liftgate, and much more. Come take it for a test drive to see for yourself. With 54,000 miles, you can drive it home for just $22,980. And last up for this week, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive, and it's a great third-row SUV with a ton of safety features and a 3.6 V6 engine. With 93,000 miles, we're asking $23,480.
Taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Friday, March the 13th of 2026. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.
When it's time to purchase new cabinets for your project, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop first. D&M Cabinet Shop not only does custom cabinets, but they also sell and install pre-built cabinets for your kitchen, bath, or office. Many times, D&M Cabinet Shop can sell you pre-built cabinets for possibly a lower price than you'd pay at the big box stores. So why settle for inferior cabinets at higher prices when you can get pre-built cabinets as quickly as a week from ordering, and maybe for less than what the big box stores charge? D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth will work with your preference, space, style, and budget. So for your next new cabinet project for your kitchen, bath, or office, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. That's 989-479-9271.
This is Doug Klee from D&M Cabinet Shop. Come see us at 5230 Pretty Road in Ruth or give us a call at 989-479-9271 for a free estimate and start saving money on your new cabinets today.
That look at your news and obituaries for the hour has been brought to you now by D&M Cabinet Shop for beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decora cabinetry. See D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. By Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe. Come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And also by Murphy's Bakery, Catering Connection, and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.